This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Sagar Magani has this.
A federal judge says former White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a subpoena to appear before Congress. It's a setback to President Trump's efforts to keep top aides from testifying before lawmakers. The judge writes presidents are not kings and do not have the power to excuse aides from complying with a valid congressional subpoena. His lawyer says McGahn will comply unless a court stays the ruling, which the White House says it will appeal. It's argued in the past McGahn and other top officials have absolute immunity from testifying. The judge says no such immunity exists. Sagar Magani at the White House.
McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Labor Party leader Jeremy Corbyn on Tuesday tried to defuse harsh criticism about anti-Semitism leveled in a newspaper column by Britain's chief rabbi. Corbyn addressed Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis's remarks while taking questions at a campaign event just over 2 weeks before Britain's December the 12th election. He denied Mervis's claim that Labor and its leader have been deeply tarnished by pervasive anti-Semitic attitudes.
There is no place whatsoever for anti-Semitism in any shape or form or in any place whatsoever in modern Britain, and under a Labour government it will not be tolerated in any form whatsoever.
The influential rabbi suggesting that Corbyn was unfit for high office represented a break from his traditional position of not commenting on party politics. Corbyn has long been a champion of Palestinian rights who's highly critical of the Israeli government. He has at times supported the political grievances of such groups as Hamas and Hezbollah. This is VOA News.